It's now time for the MLB.com Cut Forecast. Cut Forecast. The Cut Forecast. It's a cast from Cut 4. Here it is.
Hello and welcome to the Cut Forecast. I'm Dakota Gardner. I am joined, as always, by Gemma Konecka.
Hello.
And we have the lovely and talented Chris Landers in the studio with
that
us.
That phrase is hollow now.
You know, if you use it enough, it probably does become
empty.
A little hollow. We missed the last couple weeks due to postseason. Obviously, the postseason has been insane. We've been insane. You're listening to most of the Cut 4 staff right now.
Yes.
So.
Theory, the sleep deprived, you know, stressed out, but super excited all the time. Just like constantly amped up about baseball.
Constantly amped up. Yeah, we haven't had time to break away from our desks and come here into the studio to talk to you, but thankfully we finally have. Now that we are in the final round of the postseason, the World Series. Are you guys enjoying it?
Yeah. Having a great time.
Obviously.
There was Johnny Cueto shimmying. What sounds it like?
The first game was basically every single thing about baseball that there is just happening in, you know.
It's true. Well, one game. Remember we were talking with Ian about how we wanted all the postseason games to go at the same time?
Well, do you remember what I said is that how I feel about extra inning postseason games?
Right. And it almost had a game that didn't end. Yeah. It would have been pretty amazing. It would
I was convinced that game was going to go.
Well, every time they were like, game two starts at this time, I'm like, no, it doesn't. Because this game won't even be over. This is a joke.
I thought they were just going to call off games 2 through 7 and just make
have it
one.
Be that one game.
Yeah, if you play a certain number of innings, it should count as the additional game.
That's what I said, But I also liked the idea that we ultimately arrived at, which was just basically after, you know, the ninth inning, you just lose a guy from the lineup.
I know.
Every
you make it sound so, like,
loses
violent.
One guy.
It's true.
Well, he just goes and takes a shower.
Well, like, in the NHL, they've started doing the 3-on-3 overtime.
Right.
And
yeah.
You know, I think we saw in that game a perfect example of when the losing a player would
like, maybe
work.
You go 8-on-8 for 2 extra innings, and then, like, just slowly, you know, fewer and fewer players until it's just...
just a pitcher throwing to nothing.
Catcher and a guy.
And a guy.
A guy.
Just the pitcher then has to turn around and run and get the
ball. Yeah, like, it's like he's his own backstop. It becomes untenable.
So... we have a lot to get to today in addition to reminiscing about the postseason that we've missed. We're going to talk a little bit, since Halloween is coming up, about which MLB-themed Halloween costumes would be a ton of fun to dress up as. This season has been fantastic and very dramatic, and we are going to talk a little bit about which baseball story would make the best movie, possibly related to this season. I know mine is. Yes. And then we will finish up with a little bit about clones.
It's always
it's all good podcast.
You know, you always have to talk about clones.
Who doesn't want to talk about clones? But before we do all of that, is time for the Cut Forecast Pop Quiz.
Cool.
Everyone's favorite segment of the Cut Forecast, where I surprise my two co-hosts with some sort of trivia question or activity that they must complete, and they love it. I love it. You listening, you love it. We all love it. This edition of the Cut Forecast Pop Quiz is related to our World Series. And, in fact, to the next game of our World Series.
Cool.
As you know, it will be played at Citi Field, contested between the Kansas City Royals and the New York Mets. The Mets, it's their first home World Series game since 2000, a very long time. So I thought what would be really fun would be to quiz you guys on the lyrics of Meet the Mets. So we're going to do this like we did the Star-Spangled Banner, where we'll each take turns saying one word. Gemma will start with you and then Chris. And so, you know, if you were to do the Star-Spangled Banner, it would be, say, can you see, so on. So Gemma will start with you. Meet the Mets. We'll do the first stanza, so we don't have to, we're not going to do the whole song.
But does it start the way I think it starts?
Let's find out.
We'll see.
Because I could just be wrong right now.
Chris, how confident are you?
Pop quiz.
How confident are you at the beginning of
Meet
the Mets?
Like 60% confident?
Then maybe we'll start with you, and Gemma, you can go second. All right?
Okay. Meet.
The.
Mets.
Step.
No.
No?
The Mets meet the Mets. Separate up
I mean,
Mets.
I don't know how it started. I would have assumed it would have started with the part that has more flourish. Oh, the butcher
let's
and
try.
The baker. I feel like that should be the start.
It doesn't. So let's try one more time.
No.
Let's see if we can get
over.
A little bit further.
No,
we're going to try one more time.
This.
Meet.
The.
Mets.
Meet. Mets.
Step.
Right. And.
Greet.
The.
Mets.
I don't know.
Bring.
Bring your family? Bring your
kids? Bring your kitties. Bring your wife.
Bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life.
To have the time of your life. It is, you know, The wife probably wants to go because the Mets are pretty exciting. Yeah,
the butcher and the baker and the people in the streets.
That's
where
the second.
Go?
See, if we got into that part, I would.
That's the second
verse. I only know that part because I thought it was the first verse.
No. You are the only person in America to know the second verse and only the second verse to Meet the Mets.
It very obviously starts with Meet the Mets. Come on.
Yeah, I know, but there's like a whole lead up in the oh. That seems like the beginning of a song to me.
No, that's the middle of the song.
Well, this has been confirmed. I understand this point.
Don't tell it to us. Tell it to Mr. Met.
Yeah,
I will.
Mr. Met is very disappointed in you, Jeff.
Not to mention Mrs. Met. Consolable.
Mrs. Met rejects my offers of friendship daily. So I guess I understand why.
Yeah.
I guess she's within reason.
Yeah, wow. That was embarrassing for you, Gemma.
I'm not embarrassed because I still think it should start with Brian.
All right, release your remix.
The song is literally older than the team itself, but you think it should be different.
Yep.
Cool. That's a hot take.
Hot consistency, in the words of Dave Thoreau, the hobgoblin of little minds, Dakota.
Whatever, Gemma. All right, let's move on.
Anyway,
here.
Thoreau is when you know you've gone too far.
Let's move on from that, and let's talk a little bit about Halloween, which is coming up. It's right around the corner, and the hardest part of every Halloween is coming up with a costume. It's very difficult to do. I personally always struggle with it. I don't know about you guys. I don't know if you struggle with it every year. It's tough. You got to have the right balance of like creativity and fun, but also not irritating and something you have to deal with all night. Like, I know it's really fun to be like, I will dress as a stormtrooper, but then you're wearing this hot outfit with a helmet and everything. That's not fun.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think would be the best MLB-themed Halloween costume? Something related to our game that would be really fun to trot out on October 31st. Gemma, we'll start with you.
Well, I am of the lazy Halloween costume mindset.
Okay.
I just like to wear things that I already have around the house.
It's, okay.
Because then you get all the stuff for a really elaborate costume. And, like, if you're going to be, what if I decided I wanted to be Mr. Met? Like, am I going to wear a baseball head all night? I'd have to, one, make the baseball head. That would just be so much work. And so I would probably not do that, even though it would be a great Halloween costume. So instead I was thinking, like, I kind of like pun Halloween costumes.
Okay.
Like, where's this going?
So I was like, the easiest thing for me to do would probably be to just spray paint a glove gold and wear it. And just...
I'm a gold glover.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. Not even a baseball glove, just like a glove.
Just an actual glove.
Yes.
Oh, so then you're a gold glove.
I would assume you were the floating hand from Super Smash Bros. Personally.
Yeah. Yeah, or like the hamburger
glove,
helper.
Yeah. That is also a white glove. The master hand.
Look,
from
if you come as just a glove, you're leaving it open to the interpretation of the crowd. So
well,
you can't
then
really
I started thinking things that you know you could like maybe use for multiple Halloween costumes. This one would take a little bit more effort, but then like you could be something on your own and also in a group. You could be a can of corn.
Oh.
But then let's say like you had a friend who wants to be Gene from Wet Hot American Summer, and now you're Gene in the soup can from Wet Hot American Summer.
Wow.
So you can be alone, or you can be like
we've gone down
separate.
You put a lot of thought.
Yeah,
into that.
I put that ended up being like a can of corn would take some more work.
You could have a whole baseball lexicon yeah. group. Someone could
no,
be
I kind of, that's what I started
yeah,
thinking
I like
about.
That. That's
snow
good.
Cone catch.
Yeah,
know,
there
you
go.
Could be all kinds of that food. I'm hungry. I'm really hungry.
Yeah, we were just discussing how
yeah, there was a long discussion about fast food earlier.
But I was thinking mostly about like how to make baseball slang into fun costumes. Like
as you normally do.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
finding
what dominates your baseball. Thought process.
It is. I think about it all the time. Yeah.
Chris, what do you got? What's your MLB Halloween costume?
I have many strong feelings about Halloween. I'm very pro Halloween as a concept. So I broke it down into three categories.
Mm.
Player, mascot, and miscellaneous.
Okay.
My player, and I tried to be as pragmatic as possible about it. So by pragmatic, I mean just trying to get the most candy for the value. So for our player, it would definitely be Andrew McCutchen because he has the hair, the fashion-forward socks, and A, he would come with a little pirate or a little parrot as a prop, and he has plundering built into the name, so you could steal candy and really just fall back on the being a pirate thing as
that's
an excuse.
Cute.
That's fun.
So I like that.
I think he's definitely the best player choice. For mascot, I'd probably go with the Quad City River Bandit, who's just a cowboy raccoon.
I like that.
And is the greatest.
This is really good.
So A, you could just be a cowboy raccoon for Halloween, which is, you know, sold. But also, he's a bandit, so he just, again, stealing candy is the main theme of...
Yeah.
But if I had to go a miscellaneous, like unrelated to any sort of team or player, I would go with old angry Earl Weaver. With like a raised up cap, just like berating an umpire. Like a raised up cap and like kicking, like kicking dirt on people, and you could just sort of heckle the candy choice. Like if you got like a candy apple or a box of raisins, you could tell the candy giver what's for.
That's good.
You know what I like is that you've decided that this Halloween is basically like that episode of Buffy where they all become their Halloween costumes.
Exactly, it really is.
So you're just like, you know what? If
I'm a method Halloweener,
cast a curse, and I had to become the thing that I was dressed as.
Exactly. You must stay in character for the amount of time you were in the Halloween
costume.
I kind of
like that. I would be out of luck because I would be an inanimate object.
Yeah, you just have to chill.
I'm a dwarf.
But I'm going to go back to the McCutcheon one, because what I like the idea of is buying like an off-the-rack Captain Jack Sparrow and just putting an Andrew McCutcheon jersey on top of that.
Oh, see, as someone who likes dumb pun Halloween costumes, I'd be really into that. If you were just Jack Sparrow and were just like wearing like a Melanson jersey, that would be really
good. That'd be good, too. Yeah,
I would really like
that. I'm a pirate.
Pirates,
yeah.
No, I'm a pirate. Sparrow. Thank you very much.
I'm a pirate. Just all the pirates.
Who do you think Jack Sparrow's favorite team would be, really?
You can get.
Clearly
the Pirates.
So I went a little bit more vague with this one, and I landed on any manager just in general, and I feel like that would be the most fun baseball thing to go as. The way to do it is to get some baseball pants, get a bullpen jacket of your favorite team.
I want a bullpen jacket just to
wear. I know, I want one anyway. You get the hat, get some like sunglasses, and then just look forlorn and angry all evening, and you can sit in sort of the back of the room just on the couch just kind of like this frowning. And then every so often get up and walk really slowly towards somebody else and just take the candy out of their hand and give it to somebody else. I feel like this would be a really fun.
Would you carry around like a detached bullpen phone?
Yeah. You have a phone with you that you could pull out.
What if my idea is just to be a bullpen phone as
oh,
a costume?
That's good. Then somebody else goes David Ortiz.
Right.
And just
exactly.
Wail
just,
on you with a baseball bat.
He just hits
bat.
It with the sack
good
of
group
candy.
Costume. Good group costume. Your costume sounds really depressing, Dakota.
That's how managers
are. Aren't you supposed to dress up as something like, you know, it's like a childlike holiday. You want to dress up as something that you dream of. And you're
also,
like, I want to be a sad manager.
That's a remarkably bleak
view of
being a
manager. I mean, Chris wants to be angry Earl Weaver.
No.
You wanted to be kicking dirt on people
right,
as
but
Earl Weaver. So
Earl Weaver was nothing if not the embodied joie de vivre of baseball.
I'm not saying that like they're upset or depressed. I'm just saying like you know the
body
language.
The word forlorn
you said you
Joe Madden would beg to differ.
You're at the Halloween party. Everyone else is like dancing around.
Picture
you know, I'm an unencumbered gold glove. I'm like dancing around. I'm having a great time.
Unencumbered.
You know, I don't have a huge costume on. Chris is hitting people with sacks of candy.
No.
You're sitting on the couch by yourself, staring like a 1,000-yard
yes.
stare
yeah.
to the distance.
Perfect.
With the lineup card.
That's the party.
Yeah,
that's the party.
Yeah,
making changes.
Or I could be Girardi and have a binder with
that's
me.
True.
There's all,
you
that's
can play
other
the candy
thing,
matchups.
Is that I'm giving the idea to you listening, and you can then take it the final step. If you want to be Joe Girardi, you bring the binder
you're right,
with you.
You're right.
If you want to be Joe Madden, you bring a bunch of strange animals with you. Right? All that kind of stuff. I feel like
I
you
like
take it the last last.
All right, I might be Joe Madden. Maybe I'll be
See,
Joe Madden.
Madden
if the leopard is included in the Madden costume, I'm pro Joe Madden.
I've got a Halloween costume for you specifically.
Okay, what?
It's a pun Halloween costume.
What?
Yasiel Puigal. You could be an eagle.
No.
With the Yasiel Puig jersey.
No, you've been banned from the podcast for that. That's terrible. You should be ashamed of yourself. Let's move on that terrible note. Out of pun land.
Save us.
Yeah, and we're going to move into the topic I'm the most excited
I don't dress
for.
Up for Halloween, so you should all just be happy about that.
Yeah, well, I am, because I'm not going to be treated to Yasiel Puigal.
I think you've cornered the wordplay costume market, personally.
Yes.
Yeah, people will come seeking you out for advice on their pun costumes.
I don't think they're
going
to want
advice.
Give them
a person and a word and have them.
At Gemma Kaneko for all of your baseball pun All right, so this next topic. Now, this season has been quite dramatic, full of ups, downs, surprises, twists and turns. It's been like a movie. And it got us wondering, what other baseball stories, what specific baseball story would make the best movie? Now, mine is from the 2015 season. It sounds like you guys may not have gone that route. Gemma, we started with you on the last one, so Chris, we'll start with you on this one.
I was trying to think of which character I would like to see brought to life that I didn't get to experience in real life, and I would want some sort of interpretation of. And naturally, I went to Bill Veeck, the legendary showman slash owner of various teams over his lifetime. And I figured that who better to play the sort of preeminent showman of baseball than Bill Murray, who's the preeminent showman of life, really.
Interesting.
I would love to watch that movie.
And it would be less a movie than just a vignette of ridiculous things Bill Veeck did in his time. So, like, Peter Dinklage could be Eddie Goodell. Mm-hmm. That would be perfect. You could have Disco Demolition Night. It would be all these.
Now, that could be a movie unto itself, yeah. Disco Demolition
True.
Night.
But he just seems like a really compelling, both, I think he had his natural character arc as a person and just so many different larger-than-life moments as an owner. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Who directs this film?
Baz Luhrmann. Why not?
No. All right. Well, I was really into wanting to see that movie, but now I think it might be like a little too
Baz
much.
Baz Luhrmann, your mileage may vary. I think given the right material, he can be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Agreed.
The Great Gatsby is not the right material, but given the right sort of aesthetic,
that movie made me
and
really
guidance,
angry.
I guess because
me
this
well.
Movie would be very lighthearted, that might actually work.
Right. Like I think he can handle the frenetic pace and kinetic energy of Bill Veeck's many various
without like struggling for some deep pathos or anything like that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it would be a very, very sort of skimming the surface.
Yeah.
Good. I like that.
Gemma, what do you got?
Well, you know, I like period pieces. Okay. I frequently said that. So I had two ideas. One, John Dillinger, famous American gangster, used to play second base. He played on some prison teams. He like played around the country. He used to go and hang out at baseball games. So I'm kind of interested in that story.
Okay.
However, there have been a lot of, you know, gangster-related movies.
Really? I didn't know that was
heard.
I didn't know that was a topic.
So
that
kind
film
of,
was interesting.
Yeah, no. Yeah, there's very rare. Very rare. Not romanticized at all by any popular part of the American psyche. Not at all. I was like, you know, Johnny Depp already played John Dillinger. He could just, you know, Public Enemies 2, second base.
That's terrible.
I was on the fence until the title, and now I am sold.
Once again,
two public, two enemy.
Yeah, and then it'll just, the picture is him on second base. Twos everywhere. It'll be great. No, my real movie that I was actually pretty interested in is, so Satchel Paige went to the Dominican Republic for a little while and played on the dictator Rafael Trujillo's team. And it was this very, in his memoir, he describes it as it being this very tense situation when there were armed guards following him around all the time. It's like, you have to win. Like, you have to win this championship.
Yeah.
And I feel like I want to see that story in real life. I want to see, well, not in real life, obviously, because time travel, not real. Movies, that's, you know. So I thought that would be my choice of a film that I'd like to see. I think it would have a lot of tension in it. It would be really exciting. It'd be an exciting sports movie, plus, you know, throwing in great location scouting.
Did you cast this film?
I didn't really cast it. I didn't think about it that much. I didn't like delve too deeply into casting because I feel like
I think of a Satchel Paige.
I don't know enough about, like, I only know two of the main characters, which would be Satchel Paige and Trujillo, and I was like, I just feel like I need to know more about the range of characters to be able to fully cast it.
And what the story would be.
Yeah. So, like what the angle would be approaching it.
Yeah. That's tough. Who would direct it? Did you think about that?
I didn't really think about who would direct it either.
About like Alfonso Cuarón.
Mm. That would be good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I would be interested in that. But then it would maybe be like a little bit too heavily visual.
That's true. But I feel like he would strike a good tone of that like tension.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sort of consistent tension through the whole film.
And if you already have one Baz Luhrmann movie, it can't be more visual than a Baz Luhrmann movie.
That is true. You're
so
not beating that.
Relative.
I guess. Whenever I think of Baz Luhrmann, I really just think of like just a, you can never look at one
thing. Yeah, his movies stress me out. It makes me unhappy. I'll talk about mine.
All right, talk about yours.
So my first impulse here was a Michael Bay movie about Yasiel Puig. I didn't end up going with that.
Why?
Would all of his home runs just explode in the air?
The whole thing, just the leaving Cuba, that whole story, right out of a Michael Bay
movie. That is going to be a
movie,
right?
That is going to be a movie.
Isn't Brett Ratner going
to
direct it?
Okay, we don't have to talk about that.
Okay.
We don't have to talk about Brett Ratner.
Sure, that's what it is.
But Wesleyan alumnus Michael Bay would be perfect for that. And then just also, did you guys see Pain and Gain? Because that's kind of the tone
I did.
I would want to strike with that.
Interesting.
Funny,
lots of
also
vibrant colors.
Yeah. But I didn't end up going with that. Instead, I thought of the team from the 2015 season that really has had the most Hollywood story. The New York Metropolitans.
I can't believe Matt's not here to hear you say
this. I know. It's true, though. But the film would be centered around Wilmer Flores, who would be cast as an unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it would be, we would basically start with the trade. And we'd start with, like, you know, the crying on the field and everything, and then it would go all the way through to the World Series. Whether they win or lose, if they lose,
still
I mean,
a great
it's like Rocky,
yeah,
still a great sports movie.
Still a great sports movie, yeah.
And if they win, I mean, it's right out of Hollywood, right? Mm-hmm. So here's what I was thinking about casting, and I want to hear you guys' thoughts, because Wilmer Flores is going to be sort of an unknown actor. Terry Collins, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray's got a lot on us.
He's got a lot
of projects.
Yeah. Sandy Alderson, Harrison Ford. I feel good about
right.
that.
Okay.
I feel good about that. You can get kind of like reluctant, gruff hero. David Wright, Bradley Cooper.
That's unexpected.
Who would you have gone there? Who would you have
gone? Well, just because when I think about Bradley Cooper, I mean, who's your Daniel Murphy?
I didn't cast Daniel Murphy.
Just,
I was going to put
that
up
purely on body type. I would have gone Bradley Cooper.
But see, my thing with
visually, they look more similar to
me. It's that like David Wright's whole thing is his disarming charm, and I feel like that's what Bradley Cooper does well.
Yeah.
Okay.
A Hemsworth. They're also kind of bulky.
Oh, a Hemsworth would be good. Yeah. DeGrom. I went with Chris Pine, of Captain James T. Kirk fame.
I can see that. Yeah. I can accept that.
We'll save So this is my second favorite one. Noah Syndergaard, Mads Mikkelsen.
Didn't go with the natural Hemsworth.
You didn't go with Hemsworth.
I didn't go with the Hemsworth. However, I wanted to keep guessing.
You went with someone who basically does not resemble Noah Syndergaard.
No, but I feel like he captures the essence.
Is it also just because he's from like a Nordic country?
A little bit. also a little bit of that.
Not the right age range.
Yeah.
None of it.
Yeah. It'll be written by Aaron Sorkin, like my other great,
movie,
Moneyball.
Directed by
David Fincher.
I'm out of this movie.
My personal favorite
choice. It
sounds
like it's going to be way too depressing and all the joy will be
shot. Fincher's going to have a dour color palette.
It's going to be inspirational. Trust me on this. And then you missed the best. I forgot the best one, which is Bartolo Colon. And here's the thing with Bartolo Colon is that no one person can truly like adequately.
I'm very nervous about what's coming.
I know where this is going to go.
Andy Serkis in a motion capture performance as Bartolo.
Interesting.
Colon.
I like it, actually.
I don't.
Why not?
I feel like this movie has way too many contrasting impulses involved. There's just so much going on.
David Fincher's an odd directorial choice.
If you pick one of the things that you said and use that to pitch a movie to me, I'd probably like it. But all of them together, I'm a little scared.
Well, I think you just are short-sighted about this as well. I think you don't understand. Because here's the thing.
Anything except for written by Aaron Sorkin.
Aaron Sorkin has already written one great baseball movie. I don't see why he can't do a second.
I just think that the Aaron Sorkin's writing for me is...
We're going to get in a fight.
Yeah, this is about to...
We've had this fight so many times. Steady decline of Aaron Sorkin.
Come at me, Aaron Sorkin.
I'm more into...
He will. He's listening right now, and he's going to come at you.
I'm sure.
Be careful.
He has nothing better to do with all of his, projects in life and celebrity.
You're about to get a very eloquent speech directed at you.
It's going to be 3 hours long. One guy in a chair is going to tell me something about my life that I don't know.
Yeah, there'll be a whole turning point. It'll be very dramatic. All right, let's move on here to the third act of the Cup Forecast. So we learned this past week that Johnny Cueto has a couple clones.
Yes.
They may be his brothers.
That's what they want you to think.
Allegedly.
But they're actually clones of Johnny Cueto.
Well, Johnny Cueto himself isn't quite sure because he said in an interview that he has 8 to 10 siblings.
So he has...
Can't even nail down a number, man.
And they all look just like Johnny Cueto. So...
They do.
This got us thinking that, you know, Johnny Cueto... Having 9 Johnny Cuetos would be really helpful to a baseball team because you could just keep sending them out there. You could do a whole lineup of Johnny Cuetos. And then we thought, what other players would be great to have an entire team made up of just them?
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about some similar stuff in the past, but I feel like now that we have another season under our belts, it's good to revisit this kind of question. So, Gemma, we'll start with you. Who, if you could pick one player to have a full team of just that player, who would it be?
Well, I thought about this for a little bit because, you know, it's like there are players that I want to see just more of in the world, like... Why not have 9 Ichiros? Just like, why not?
Why not?
Why not? Also, it's not like he can't pitch. He did pitch. It was the best moment of my life, personally. So I enjoyed that. Would like to see him. I thought about Jacob DeGrom.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he's got some skill, pun plate.
Yeah, he can hit.
Yeah. Thought about Steven Matz.
Meet the Mets.
Really, the whole Mets rotation.
Really, the whole Mets rotation. But, you know, I did decide on a pitcher to duplicate 9 times, and that pitcher is Zach Greinke.
Okay.
He's a strange person. He's an odd bird. Great pitcher. Got a great bat flip when he comes up to the plate.
It's true.
Fantastic
you know,
point.
Seen him pick up some extra base hits. I think that it would be, you know, delightful. I think we'd probably finish like third in the division.
You're aiming low.
Yeah. Entering this with a reasonable expectation.
Unless yeah. it's like an NL Central thing and you're the wild card.
It's exactly that.
Okay.
You know, 92 wins.
Yeah.
It's reasonable. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I like that choice.
That's what I went with.
Christopher, what do you have?
I went more historical. I'm not sure if you regard this as cheating, but I think an entire team full of Burt Blyleven's would be excellent.
Burt Blyleven. If you had said Babe Ruth,
that would have been a cheap answer.
But yeah.
This is a
Burt Blyleven would just be like one nonstop sitcom.
Yes.
It would just be like a dugout full of hot foots the entire game. It'd be great. And also, we
would,
have a pretty good pitching staff.
Would they have to wear clogs? Remember when he wore clogs?
Yes, exactly. they would all speak Dutch. It would be a very multilingual and multicultural clubhouse.
Yeah.
Well, it would just be him. So it would be one culture.
But if the one person is multicultural, then who knows?
Yeah.
He also answered some questions in Spanish at his Hall of Fame presser.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
I think it could work. And also, I mean, the obvious fictional answer is Bugs Bunny because he did it already.
Yeah, that's
fantastic
true.
He has a proven track record in winning a game while playing on nine positions.
Yeah, so
I
that's
like that.
A good. Will Ferrell would also be a good
also
candidate
true.
In
yeah.
that mm-hmm. in that regard. My first thought, I also went with the pitcher thing because I thought Madison Bumgarner is a great hitting pitcher. That would
yeah.
be smart to have that. But then I thought, you know, defense is arguably
really
important.
See, I thought Madbum too, and yeah.
so you know, that's why I then went to center field, and I thought, you know. Let's look at some outfielders. The center fielders, Trout and Kutch.
Mm-hmm.
Trout, obviously, all around. But what a boring choice. We said this before. But he's so good.
He's so good at, just
at everything
sort of...
that it's cliche yeah. to be like, oh, yeah, if I'm going to, I want nine of the best player in the world. And then, you know, Kutch, kind of the same deal, right?
Yeah.
And then, obviously, you know that I love Yasiel Puig. And I would
yes.
pay to watch him do anything. And nine Yasiel Puigs is better than one Yasiel Puig. That's math. That's pretty simple.
But the law of Yasiel.
Yeah, that's a proof, frankly. You could go write that on a blackboard at Harvard and have a movie made about you. It's that
was the answer to the Google Hunting Perfect.
I think it was. But right now, I've decided that because of how the postseason has gone, I'm going to rep for my man, Alcides Escobar, who has had a phenomenal postseason. And I think middle infield is another great place to start if you're looking for like solid defenders.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously has the arm strength, which I think would aid in his pitching outings. And obviously he can hit. That's who I'm going to go with. Is Alcides Escobar.
Hey, it's a good choice.
It's a good choice.
Yeah.
And it's topical. Right now, probably in line for World Series MVP if the Royals were to go on and win.
Probably.
He's been really good.
Of our three teams, which team do you think would do the best?
Honestly, I think it's probably the Bugs Bunny team.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like he would prank the other teams.
Yeah, he has a slow pitch. It's really unfair.
Yeah, it would stop right at the plate, and then when you went to swing it, it would fall down and hit it. Yeah.
If you can bend the laws of physics, I think that gets you at least a wild card spot.
Yeah. But so that would probably be my pick.
Yeah,
that seems like
the hands down winner
of the actual human teams. I probably got the Puig team. I think
that's true too. The Puig team.
Puig team would just, you know, capture the hearts and hearts of everyone in the
announced
America.
By Vin Scully.
It'd be so delightful. It would be.
Oh
my!
Or
that's
would
true.
It also be announced by Yasiel Puig?
That's a good
just
question.
Just every member, every
the manager.
Vin Scully shares a booth with one man.
By a clone.
There you go. Yeah, I like that.
Can you have like pinch hitters or pinch runners on these teams, or it's just all?
I think it's all.
I think it's all.
I think
it's
you basically
the whatever role you need
the
filled.
The entire organization.
Yeah.
GM.
Director of baseball ops.
Yeah. It's all the same person.
The vendors walking up and down the aisles.
Yeah, I saw people running a Twitter account.
Yep.
For the team.
The cut four writers. It's they're all.
Yeah, there you go.
We're all being replaced by Alcides Escobar.
Yeah, we all actually have become Yasiel Puig and Alcides Escobar.
I'd be okay with that. If somebody had to come take my job,
up in the world,
if it was Yasiel Puig, I would.
So
happily hand over my laptop.
In the Buffy Halloween world, that's who you'd be. Like, if you're immediately going to become that person, Yasiel Puig.
Sure.
All right.
Why not?
It's a good choice.
We're all Yasiel Puig now.
Not Yasiel Puigle?
We are all. No, not Yasiel Puigle.
Sweet talons.
Definitely not Yasiel Puigle. All right, guys. This is a good pod.
Yeah, it was.
Good.
I missed you guys.
OMG Jinx.
We missed each other.
I miss none of you, by the way.
I mean, that was obvious.
Yeah,
that was
clearly.
But, you know, it's that time again where we have to sum up the entire podcast into a single tweet. 140 characters, reducing the entirety of this conversation down into a thought. You both were terrible.
I was the worst, though.
You were worse.
So I'll go first. Yeah.
Gemma, what is your tweet?
I just want to see what we talked about, because I've already forgotten every single thing that we discussed.
Good. I'm glad that this was an engaging conversation that interested you quite a bit.
Okay. All right. It's going to be... This is terrible. Enjoy it. It's going to be, oh, the butcher and the baker and the people in the streets, where did they go? To see hashtag MLB Halloween movie starring Yasiel Puig.
Okay, not bad. I'll favorite it.
Points for tying it as many possible threads.
I tried.
Yeah, you got a lot in there. Similar to my movie. You got every impulse that you wanted.
Just throwing things at the wall and
seeing
what sticks.
That's how they say movies are the best, right? As if you just put as many things as possible. As many actors, as many special effects.
It's true. Yeah, that's really what people love is... a lack of focus, but a ton of ideas.
Yeah,
come to the Baz Luhrmann Light. Yes. I don't know why you guys are so resisting.
I'm getting angry tweets from Sorkin. You're getting angry tweets from Baz Luhrmann.
All right, Chris, what's your tweet?
Let's see. Let me review the subject matter here.
Oh, nice stalling.
I just stall reviewed tactics. It, and I got some
what do you got?
For it.
Cowboy raccoons are the king of the Halloween jungle. Hashtag Baz Luhrmann, hashtag Angry Errol Weaver.
Wow, that was cryptic. That was very cryptic. I would think that you were like some sort of horse ebook style.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Great.
Interesting.
I'd like click on that hashtag Angry Errol Weaver and be like, is this a thing? Did I miss this?
Yeah, I would look at the tweet.
If you just confidently hashtag something, it'll become a thing just by sheer force of will.
I would screenshot it as well just in case you were like, I don't know what that was, and deleted it.
Yeah.
All right, mine. Here we go. Coming December 2016, Meet the Mets, starring Bill Murray, Harrison Ford. Not directed by Michael Bay. I got nothing else.
By anyone
else. Not directed by Michael Bay.
That tweet dies. Don't ever follow
that. Get IMDb.
Michael Bay is going to block you.
Hey, you know, Michael Bay and I go way back.
I'm glad that we've all made an enemy in film today.
Yeah.
Hey, I will defend Michael Bay. As I went to the same college as him. I met him once. Lovely gentleman.
That's great.
Yes. So he will not tweet at me angrily. Unlike you people and your
I think you were like by far the most antagonistic. I'm okay with Baz Luhrmann in the right context.
It definitely was the most antagonistic.
Yeah, for sure.
To basically everyone, actually. Yeah, everyone. Not even just Sorkin. Just you guys. Everyone in film. Yeah.
Hey, Hollywood. I know you're listening. Aaron, Michael Bay, you guys are listening. Why don't you go to iTunes and subscribe to this podcast, The Cut Forecast. While you're there, you can write us a review. Rate us 1 to 5 stars, and if you write that review, we will read it on the Cut Forecast. And guess what, guys? We got 2 reviews to read. All right, so the first review, here we go. This one comes from Dudes5.
All right.
What's up, dudes? We see you, dudes.
Are they 5 of you?
Just one. And the subject is money, ! 5 stars. Here we go. This podcast is the Seinfeld of baseball, ... Pure genius. Thank you, Dudes5.
Thank you.
Very kind.
Thank you, Dudes5, for the 5
Seinfeld,
stars.
Which Seinfeld character are you? Don't even think about it. Say it.
George.
I mean, Elaine.
I said I was Bob Sacramento, which I feel like probably who I am. All right, let's move on to the second review. Here we go. This one comes from Little Angel 111. All right. And it says, this is the subject line, I wish there was an 11th star. And they gave us 5. So I wish there was a 6th star.
Did they review it twice and add an extra star on top of that?
They may have done it. Yeah, they may also be Dudes 5.
I like this
5.
Like yeah.
This. All right, here's the review. This is so extremely hilarious and very informational. My life's goal was to know who had the best smile, and now I have been satisfied. Plus, Jeff Francoeur is just the best. Never have I had a more important question than how to calculate ERA. Well, then you came to the wrong podcast.
We were entirely unhelpful.
Yeah, this is very bad at that.
This is outstanding. Thank you for making the world a better place. You know, I felt positively about this until that last line. I feel like there may have been irony
there.
Do you know
what
I think? You know who I think wrote that review?
Who?
Jeff Francoeur.
What if? What if Cousin Frenchie wrote that review?
Your second cousin or whatever. He just loves Jeff Francoeur. He was confirmed in knowing who has the best file. He made his pitching debut this year and wants to know how to calculate ERA.
I think that's a good theory.
I think it is him. Illuminati. And I also don't think that he would say sardonically, thank you for making the world a better place. I think that's probably just how Jeff Francoeur says goodbye to people because he's such a nice
guy. There's no sardonic bone in Jeff Francoeur's body.
Yeah.
That's possible.
See, if Jeff Francoeur called me lovely and talented, I would say thank you.
He's just so sincere.
What a wonderful compliment.
Like, everything he says is so sincere.
You think I'm not being sincere when I call
you
lovely and talented?
You say that to all the co-hosts.
Come on, guys. Thank you very much, Little Angel 111 and Dudes5.
Slash Jeff Francoeur.
Slash Jeff Francoeur. Thank you guys so much. If you want to have your review read on the Cut 4 Cast, write it on iTunes, 1 to 5 stars. You can also tweet us at Cut4 with the hashtag Cut4Cast. Very important that you include the hashtag Cut4Cast. And you can also send us your 140-character recaps of our podcast, because Lord knows we have no idea what we talk
about. Clearly we're making up hashtags, so the bar is set very low.
Yeah, the bar is low there. Tweet us. You can follow us on Twitter, at Cut4. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/cut4. You can read all of the content that we write at mlb.com/cut4. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Tell random people you meet on
tell
the street.
Tell your kitties. Tell your wife.
Tell your
guaranteed to have the time of their life.
I'm glad you know that.
It all comes full circle.
You finally learned. Thank you. Thank you guys both for being here.
All right, Aaron Sorkin, thanks for that.
Yeah, thank you both for being here, though. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Anytime.
Gemma, thank you.
You're welcome.
For putting up with me.
Thanks for putting up with me.
I know, but you know, the next time we all get together, the season's probably going to be over.
It will
months
be.
And
we'll know who won, and it's going to be terrible. It's going to be awful. Not the World Series.
We will
not
get
having
through
baseball.
These winter months together.
ABL.
We'll get, you're listening to us right now, and I just want to say we will get through the offseason together.
We will.
Until then, enjoy, cherish these last few moments of baseball that we have in 2015. I know we certainly will. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you next week.